As I pondered, weak and weary, over many faint, quaint, and curious volume of forgotten lore. While I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. To some visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this, nothing more. Muttering, I got up weakly. Always I had trouble sleeping. Stumbling upright, my mind racing, furtive thoughts flowing once more. I there hoping for some sunrise. Happiness would be a surprise. Loneliness no longer a prize. Rapping at my chamber door. Seeking out the clever boar, lost in dreams. Forevermore. Only this.
Stale tobacco, my lips tasting, scotch sitting upon my basin, remnants of the night before. Came again, infernal tapping on the door in my mind, jabbing. Is it in or outside, rapping, calling out to weep? Once more, the fit and fury of Lenore, nameless here forevermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of the purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before. So that now, oh, wind stood still breathing, hoping yet to calm my breathing to some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. Some lost visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is, and nothing more.
Darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming fantasies no mortal dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered name. This I thought out loud and whispered from my lips, the foul name festered, echoing itself, merely this, and nothing more.
Back into my chamber turning, every nerve within me burning, when once again tapping, somewhat louder than before. Surely, said I, surely that is something at my iron staircase. Open the door to see what threat is. Open the window, free the shutters. Let us this mystery explore. Oh, bursting heart, be still this once! And let this mystery explore. It is the wind and nothing more.
Inside I gagged and shuddered, when with manly flirt and flutter in there flew stately raven, sleek and ravenous as any foe. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute's gesture towards me, the recognition of the lightness. But perched above my chamber door, this foul and salivating visage, insinuating with its knowledge, perched above my chamber door, silent, sad, and staring. Nothing more.
Sad fancy smiles at you, I swear, at the savage, vicious countenance it wears. Though you show here shorn and shaven, and I admit myself forlorn and craven, ghastly, grim, and ancient raven, wandering from the opiate shores, tell me what thy lordly name is, that you are not nightmare sewage, some dire powder, drink, or inhalation, framed from flames of downtown lore. Quotes the raven nevermore. And the raven, sitting lonely, staring sickly at my male sex only, that one word, as if his soul in that one word he did outpour. Pathetic! Nothing farther than he uttered, not a feather than he fluttered, till finally was I that muttered, as I stared dully at the floor. Other friends have flown and left me flown, as each and every hope has flown before, as you no doubt will for the morrow. But the bird said, nevermore.
Then I felt the air go denser, perfumed from some unseen incense, as though accepting angelic intrusion, when in fact I fell collusion before the guise of false memories with spite. Respite through the haze of cocaine's glory. I smoke and smoke the blue vial's glory, to forget at once the base Lenore, quoth the raven, nevermore.
Prophet, said I, thing of evil. Prophet still of bird or devil, by that heaven that bend above us, by that God we both ignore, tell this soul with sorrow-laden, willful, and destructive intent, how had lapsed a pure heart lady to the greediest of needs, sweaty, arrogant, dickless liar, who ascribed to nothing higher than a jab from prick to needle, straight to betrayal and disgrace, the conscience showing not a trace, quoth the raven, nevermore.
Sign of parting, bird or fiend, I yelled up story. Get thee back into the tempest, into the smoke-filled bottle's shore. Leave no black plume as a token of the slime my soul has spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken. Quit as thou as have quit before. Take the talon from my heart and see that I care no more. Whatever mattered came before. I vanish with the dead Lenore, quoth the raven, nevermore.
But the raven, never flitting, still is sitting, silent, sitting above a painting, silent painting. Of the forever silenced whore, and his eyes have have all the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming, and the lamp over him streaming throws his shadow to the floor. I love she who hates me more. I love she who hates me more. And my soul shall not be lifted from that shadow nevermore.
Thank you.